Well, hello, everybody. Today's passage in our morning devos is from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. This is Mark chapter 14. We're reading from verses 1 through 11. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." All right, so in our passage today, Jesus is spending some time in the house of a man named Simon. He's described as Simon the leper, but it's likely that he was a former leper who had been healed. Anyway, Jesus and his disciples are dining there when a woman comes with an alabaster flask of ointment, breaks it, and pours it over Jesus' head. For anyone who may not be familiar with this passage, I want to start by making it clear that this was not a normal, ordinary thing that happened at dinner parties in the ancient Near East. So the people observing were likely quite surprised. At the same time, this is not some type of prank, like glitter bombing or throwing eggs at someone. So it wasn't that type of surprise. This was an act of anointing Jesus. This act of anointing with oil had a general significance of being set apart. It was a really special act. For example, we see it in the Old Testament, that kings like King David were anointed with oil. It's a sign of honor and blessing. And we learn that this incident here with the woman in the alabaster flask was a great sign of honor and blessing, not simply because of this act of anointing Jesus' head with oil, but because we learn just how much this oil cost. A witness in the crowd points out that this oil could have been sold for more than 300 denarii. Now, how much is that today? A single denarius is estimated to have been about a day's wage for a laborer, which means that 300 denarii is about 1 year's wages. That alabaster flask of oil cost a year's salary. Just imagine your salary right now, for those of you who are working, and just think about that. Just using all of that on one item. That's certainly a lot. Yet, this woman freely chooses to give up this precious, precious oil to Jesus. And that's pretty remarkable. I mean, some of us may be familiar with this story, and so maybe it doesn't quite sink in the same way, but really think about that. A year's wages, all of it spent on, yes, one item, and that one item being used for Jesus. I mean, most of us, I think, would find it difficult to even share valuable things, let alone use it up completely on somebody else. For example, one of the first examples that come to my mind was back when I was in the 7th grade, I received my first electric guitar. It was a Fender Squire Stratocaster in a shade of navy or blue, like a dark blue. And it was actually a goodbye gift that I had received from a handful of friends before I moved away from New Jersey to Korea. And so, though it's not a very expensive guitar, I think it's only about $150, $200, which is not expensive at all when it comes to electric guitars. So it wasn't very expensive, but it meant the world to me. Because again, not only was it my first guitar, it was given to me by my friends who gave it to me as a goodbye gift. So it had this deep meaning and significance. And in fact, to add on to that, they all actually signed it with a silver permanent marker before giving it to me. So it was this, item that had deep meaning and significance, and so it was something that I cherished with deep care. So much so that I remember that I didn't want anyone else to even play it or touch it. And that might sound kind of selfish or mean, and maybe it was, but that guitar just meant that much to me. I feared that if any random person started to play whatever song they thought they knew, I was afraid that they might damage the guitar, or that the ink from the messages my friend wrote would somehow rub off the guitar. And yes, I say it out loud, and all that might sound a little silly, and yeah, it's just a guitar, a cheap one at that. But to me, it was precious, it was valuable, and I couldn't risk even allowing anyone else to play it because of just how much it meant to me. This woman, back in our passage today, however, was not like middle school me. She willingly chose to spend all of this extremely precious and valuable item as an act of worship to Jesus. This alabaster flask of ointment, of pure nard, not only cost a year's worth of wages, it likely carried with it some great significance. I mean, given how much it cost, the woman may have received it as a gift. Or maybe she and her family had been able to save up to purchase this precious ointment at some point. This type of ointment was typically used for burial, so maybe it was originally meant to be saved for herself or one of her relatives. Yet here she is, breaking the flask, an irreparable act, by the way, and pouring it all out over his head. We see that some of the people around her are indignant. They're angry. They're calling it a waste. But we know that it's not, because of how Jesus responds. He praises the beautiful thing that she has done in giving all that she has to honor him. In some ways, I think you could argue that this act was wasteful. Again, a whole year's wages gone, just like that. If she had done this to any other random person, it would still have some level of significance because of, again, how valuable the nard is. But in that situation, it would have gone to waste. But in Jesus' case, it wasn't a waste because of who he is. He is deserving of everything that we have and more. Whether it's our time, our energy, our resources, Jesus deserves all of it. None of it is a waste when it's given to him because he is our God, our Savior, and Redeemer. And in fact, he gave all of himself for us so that we could have life with him. How much more does he deserve? We may be tempted in our day-to-day life, tempted to think that certain things are not worth giving to Jesus. We might want to draw the line and say, well, this is enough. And again, sure, with certain people, you'd be 100% correct. But God deserves everything. So my question for us today is, what are you holding back? What do you consider too valuable to give to Jesus? What do you consider so precious, too precious to offer to him? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts of this. Maybe something's already come to mind. But let's ask the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts and begin the process of surrendering these things to the Lord. Because remember, God isn't just trying to take things from you. He has given himself completely so that we could have a relationship with him. And therefore, a life surrendered to him is a life of true fulfillment, fullness, and joy. This is something this woman knew and understood. So let's seek to be like this woman and do the same. With that, let me pray for us. Father, this woman, this act of anointing you with this oil, Lord, was truly an extravagant thing. It's amazing, actually, really, that she'd be willing to give up something that cost so much. But to her, it was worth it. Because you are so much more valuable. You're infinitely more valuable than this ointment. Father, forgive us for the things that we consider to be greater than you, that we're not willing to let go of or offer to you, because in our eyes, in our hearts, these things are more valuable. Help us to see things with the right perspective. and to know and remember that you are so much greater and you deserve all things. So teach us to surrender to you. Thank you, God, for this word. Holy Spirit, won't you continue to convict our hearts today? We love you, Lord. Thank you so much for loving us first. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.